Yeah. Okay. Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting of March 15th, 2021 at 7:06 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. And we will be following standard protocol for remote meetings set forth in Resolution 20-108. Adopted November 23rd, 2020. Okay, adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 4th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Roman? I do not have him on. He's absent. And Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay. I have one thing to report tonight. I hesitate to say it's good news because it's good news that comes because of a sad reason, but I've been told that Roosevelt will be, you know, the federal rescue plan for the pandemic. So Roosevelt's share, this is it's unconfirmed, or at least I don't have it in writing, but I was told that we will be receiving $82,000.
How much?
$82,000. So at this point, we have no other information or details about it at all. We're just waiting to hear. We don't know whether it's going to be dispersed by the county, the state. I absolutely know nothing other than we're earmarked for $82,000. So as I learn more information, I'll make sure everyone has access to it.
Beauteous.
Pardon me, Jeff?
Beauteous, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad saying it's good news because if, you know, such a horrible thing hadn't happened, we wouldn't be getting it. But nonetheless, we will be getting $82,000. Mm-hmm. We've come to the public comment on agenda items only. I'll open the floor at 7:09 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anything to say about anything on the agenda?
I will tell you, it looks like Michael Tickton is the only public.
And I have nothing to say.
He has nothing. So.
What about your cat?
She jumped off.
I will close the public portion of the agenda at 7:09 p.m. Correspondence, we have none. Come to approval of minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from February 22nd, 2021?
Yes.
Second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, that's four votes. It's passed. Adopted.
Okay, we come to regular meeting minutes from March 1st, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, again, four, and it's adopted.
Okay. Ordinances, we have the first reading of Ordinance 2021-02, an ordinance amending and supplementing the zoning ordinances of the Borough Code at Article 6, Supplementary Regulations, to delete sections 6.160 through 6.169 and replace with new stormwater management regulations contained in new sections 6.160 through 6.171.
I'll move 2021-02.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? As you know, this came right down from the state.
That's what it is, the county.
Yeah, we read this before. Would anyone like me to read it again?
The letter from Carmella from regarding... Carmella?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, please don't read the ordinance.
No.
Yeah, please.
I'll read the letter from Carmella, which I think most of you know. I can't see a thing right now, but...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, would you?
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, it's regarding the stormwater ordinance. Monmouth County has conditionally approved the storm water control ordinance for the borough through the attached Monmouth County Resolution 2021-15. Changes made are at the request of the Monmouth County Planning and correct errors in the original provided ordinance received from NJDEP. The proper modifications have been made to the ordinance and they were marked in red. It was, as you all saw, that it was just small changes.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a public hearing held on April 19th, 2021 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt.
Gotta give the street address.
33 North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
All right.
08555.
I have a first and a second. I'm gonna do roll call. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, first reading passes.
Okay, again, it will be on the April 19, 2021 agenda for a public hearing.
Resolutions, first one is 21-44, authorizing a refund of taxes for overpayment to Block 7, Lot 5.05, which is 11 Eleanor Lane.
I'll make a motion to move 21-44.
Who's got mail?
I'll second that. Who's got mail?
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. 21-44 passes. Resolution 21-45, payment of bills for March 1st, 2021.
I'd like to move that we pay the bills this month.
Good idea.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman. No, sorry, he's absent. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
4. Okay, adopted.
Resolution 21-46, resolution authorizing temporary emergency appropriations.
I'd like to offer 21-46.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, we did this every year. This is just the time between when we approve the next budget. So we're just allocating a proportional amount of money to get us through this time period.
Roll call.
Okay, I will tell you it's a two-third vote, so we need 4 affirmative votes. If Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so we have the 4 votes, so that passes.
Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Dermody is absent. So Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Not much to say. Everything is going well. I was told today, I was told that the contractor that's going to do the work on Nerco Road and the borough and Elm Court, I believe, was here today making some assessments, and I think they're going to start working on the backside of the borough hall on the landscaping or whatever.
In the next couple of weeks.
Pardon me?
I think within the next few weeks.
No, they're going to start tomorrow, I understand.
Oh, sure, okay.
That's what I heard.
That's right, yeah, tomorrow.
I may be wrong, but that's right. What I heard. They're going to start working on it tomorrow, and hopefully we can get them off center. they were giving us a problem for a while. They were not responding to living up to their contract. All right, it's okay now for the time being.
Good.
Nothing else.
Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
Yeah, as Mayor Malkin mentioned, our numbers came in on Friday, and there was some good news with that extra $82,000 in state funds. So we're going to start planning the budget soon because we do have the state aid figures, and we'll have to sit down with our CFO and start working on this year's budget. I participated in a webinar on the Federal American Rescue Plan. That's the new administration's plan that includes, you know, everything from all the $1,400 checks that were sent out to a lot of money for states and municipalities that have been struggling during the COVID crisis. There's resources for schools to safely open. And there's support for struggling communities. And I think it was around $50 billion in money that was allocated. A lot of it was FEMA funds with no copay. So 100% of the cost of things are paid for. There's $350 billion for states and every municipality. $130 billion for local governments. So, and in New Jersey, there's $9.3 billion for our state, and $2.9 billion of it is for municipalities in New Jersey. So there's a pretty good-sized pot of money. This is a significant piece of legislation with a lot of funding in it. For municipalities less than 50,000, the state aid is going to flow through the state and not be direct to us. For the larger towns, the aid will go directly to them, but ours will flow through the state. And it's going to be handled a lot like a modified CBG program based on community need, and the most needy communities will get the most money. Half of the aid would come pretty quickly within 90 days. The other half of the aid for a community like ours would come in within 12 months. There's a wide variety of permitted uses, which I found interesting. Anything that is even remotely a COVID-19 impact, we could apply for funding for it. One of the things is that there's $500 million to help low-income residents pay water and utility bills. And some of that money may be also be able to be allocated for communities that need to refurbish their water or sewer treatment plants in order to keep costs down and not have to raise rates because of having to float bonds to do the repairs on the infrastructure. So some of that could probably be applied for too. And as we all know, we always need work on our plants because they're 1937 era plants. But in particular, the sewer treatment plant with the trickling filters, that may be something that we could apply for some of this money for, to be used to keep down the costs to our residents so that we can do these repairs and not affect our people who, all of us have been affected in one way or another due to the COVID crisis. So that's pretty interesting. I'm sorry, Pat, go ahead.
So are you talking about like above and beyond the $82,000 or as part of
I think you can apply above and beyond the $82,000, but I'll have to take a look at it. Again, it's a whole new thing, so they're still hashing out how it's going to be.
Right. Yeah.
And I wasn't able to get the answer to some of those questions yet.
I tried also.
Yeah, it came down pretty quickly, but the webinar was interesting. Was a couple hours long. And there were a lot of big communities, big cities that are applying for a lot of millions of dollars in funds from everything for a lot of communities have suffered because they've had parking areas that are paid municipal parking lots that have been closed because, you know, people aren't going to work and paying and they're not getting revenue out of a lot of different things, including pools too. So last summer, a lot of communities had to close community pools, and that was a source of revenue for them. So there were all kinds of questions that came up. Can we apply for funding for that to help defray the income that we lost from not having our community pool open? And the answer was, yeah, that would be something that seems to fall under the auspices of this piece of legislation. So money's going to be out there. I think we should look into it. I think Mike Lyon's daughter, who works with Mike, I think she participated in it. I think I saw her name come up. So we'll be working with Mike on that too, to see if we can do some infrastructure repairs and have some of that cost defrayed. Yeah, so that would be great. Other than that, I won't have anything to report until after we have a finance meeting, which is coming up soon now that we have the state numbers.
Thanks, Mike. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Mauger, Public Works.
Yes. I guess last meeting we mentioned that the generator was online, and now I see an email that it's officially online and we've passed all our inspections. Now, with what Lou was saying about our contractors starting at town hall, we've been discussing, myself and Joe Trammell, maybe some changes because of the issue we're having with water coming into the garages back there, is seeping in through the back walls. And myself, I think we should extend at least one pipe out in that direction before we pave the parking lot, in case we need to install an under drain. Carmella seems to think that regrading in the back of the job might, and back of the garage might handle the problem. But if it doesn't, then, you know, there's no way to fix it without digging up the parking lot. It should be a fairly small expense. And I saw some places where the contractor could save a little bit of money in some of the other work he's doing to offset some of that cost if he wanted to. But if he's going to start tomorrow, that needs to be discussed with him quickly.
I thought that. Steve, I thought that's what Anna told me this afternoon when I spoke with her. But you better check with her before we go too far. But let me just ask something. What if we put in the stone, those drains that you were talking about, which may be a very good idea? And if we use them, we use them. If we don't, we don't. The road will be open. It's not a matter of having to do something terribly special.
Well, that's exactly my feeling. You know, we could at least use them to hook the downspouts to. You know, they would be smaller pipes. And so there wouldn't be a total waste, even if we didn't have to put in French drains around the back of the building to alleviate the problem. But at least they'd be there in case we had to do that, and they, you know, wouldn't be hurting anything. So, you know, I think it's probably the right thing to do, you know, because we don't want to dig up our parking lot, you know, a year after we put it in.
Steve, were you able to get a response today from Carmella or Cameron?
No, I tried them twice today on the phone, and I guess they're still in COVID lockdown, so I didn't get a call back.
I had spoken with Carmella about the drainage back there, And she said it might be best to wait until the construction crew gets there with heavy equipment and then to speak with them about how easily they could do something about that above and beyond the standard contract that we have with them. So I think it'll be a discussion thing as on the job and shouldn't be too much with the equipment and personnel there. And if Steve was saying before that if they put different types of drain couplers in, that they might be able to save a little money there and offset the other cost. In any case, it shouldn't be too much, but we'll see that when the crew gets there.
But it should be done.
Would that be a change order to the existing contract, or is that so?
That would be a Carmela question.
I think it would be.
Okay.
Another concern that I have too is if we do wait till they're there and they've already ordered their parts and pieces, then the horse has left the barn. So I think even if they're not going to show up tomorrow, it would be good to have that discussion with them, at least as far as the part of if they feel it's good to modify the connections from the leader drains to the main storm sewer in the back. You know, it's better now than later because they'll buy out their job, order their parts, and then it'll be too late. Then they'll want to be paid a restocking fee, right. You know, and the savings is gone.
Right. So if you could speak with Cameron or Carmela sometime sooner than later, just have the understanding passed back and forth, that would be good.
Well, what exactly, when they arrive tomorrow, would they start doing? I mean, should you think you should talk to them first thing in the morning? Talk to Carmela, Steve?
Yeah, I'll give her a try first thing. Hope I can get her. I would think that if they were going to do something tomorrow, it would probably be taking deliveries.
Yeah, staging everything, right?
But
again, check with Anna and them first thing in the morning. She's in the early.
Yep.
I thought that's what she told me.
Actually, you can
say she thought it was good news.
You can check that as late as possible. It won't disturb her, but then she gets up very early and she'll have it, you know, on her phone. Do you have her number, Steve? And then Anna can get on it first thing.
I'm not sure if I have her number or not.
We can get it to you. You don't have to use a cell phone.
After the meeting, Steve, I'll give you her cell phone number.
Oh, you know what? I might have it because we were messing around with the text messages.
Okay.
I'll have to check.
You know, I would think that Cameron or Carmela could have a pre-construction conference with them and just bring this up and before they start. Whether it's done remotely or on site doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the last emails I saw on it said they were going to start on the 22nd.
Right, that's what I saw. That's why I was surprised to hear tomorrow.
Again. That I may be wrong.
No, but then I think there was a follow-up, Lou, that where Anna did say they were coming this week. But they
were here yesterday.
Yeah.
And then today they came, tomorrow they said they will come. Yeah. That's what I thought she said. But look, again.
They said the 20th.
I don't want to mess things up for everybody with the misinformation. So best is to call her first thing in the morning before you make any moves.
Or as Mike said, email Carmela, ask for a pre-construction conference first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they might be doing tomorrow too might be simply doing the layout for the sewer. They may or may not need to do that. You know, they may opt to do it on the fly.
I saw some markings at Nerco Road and 571. It looked like they were out there sometime lately, right where the two roads meet, and did some markings there. Not sure if it was them, but I assume it was them. So, like you said, they're probably doing layouts now.
Yeah, that I would imagine out there they're probably marking out the limits of the project at a minimum.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the lead on this.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. Councilmember Trammell, utility.
Nothing much here. Everything seems, all the pipes seem to be working. They're up at well 3. They've scoured it, given it a pressure wash on the inside, televised it. I'd say they're going to be here probably through the week. And they're moving right along, though. Okay. That's it for me.
Well, Councilmember Roman's not here, but I'll put something on environmental health and safety. As you may or may not be aware, the county shut down our successful vaccination program. It was going so well, and then we were told that the Monmouth County Board of Health, Chris Lamberto, was told by his supervisor to stop everything that he was doing, coordinating vaccinations for people in Roosevelt and I guess other communities, and to return to what he did, his original duties before the pandemic, which are overseeing restaurants. So we were literally shut down immediately. I contacted a few people who I know received their first vaccination in Freehold at the agriculture building, and they were all given a date and a time for a second vaccination. So that said, at least everyone who received a first one will receive a second one, but the county is not accepting any new names. So I have a flyer that we're putting out. It'll go out probably tomorrow or the day after, latest, informing people so that anyone who submitted their name to the borough hall will know that they have to go back to the board and just try to navigate the system, go online and get the vaccination however they can. But it was really great that Mike was able to start that. And they just said, that's it. So great for a couple of weeks. And then
some people have been having some luck arranging for openings and slots to schedule their first vaccination by going online early, early in the morning, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., that kind of thing. And sometimes some of the places will have actual openings and you can
that day.
You put yourself in there. And then they seem to fill up and they're gone by 7 a.m. or something. So if anybody wants to wake up early, Peggy, that would be no problem for you. But, some of us, it may create some challenges trying to do anything at that time of the morning. But it might be worth it for one time to just get your name on that list.
Hey, why don't we give Peggy a bunch of names and let her work it on?
I can do it.
I'll make that motion.
Aye.
On Thursday, and then it's no problem for me. And that's when I haven't arranged for me to get one because I was waiting for my surgery. But yeah, I can just give me the names. I'll go on and put everyone's names down, long as I have your contact info.
I think over a dozen people or so got their vaccine through the Roosevelt hotline there.
How many, Joe?
My wife?
Easily a dozen.
Oh, no, more. I think I was getting texts.
Oh, more, much more.
Yeah, many, many more.
I saw four or five people from Roosevelt with my wife and I went to get it first.
Yeah.
It's strange because my husband went on weeks and weeks ago and they sent him to Blackwood, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, South Cherry Hill, even, and then he has to go there for his second one. So.
Irma, we went there two weeks ago, Friday, and she's going for her second one a week from this coming Friday. And when we came out, we were there. It was really very well done, by the way. I think I reported that once before.
Yeah.
They gave her a date for 2 weeks. You know, that's the
4 weeks.
4 weeks rather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Almost done.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to old business. Is there any old business anyone would like to bring up?
Nope.
Okay, new business.
Is old business for old people?
Here, here.
because I can keep you here for a week.
New business. First, summer recreation program. So I was discussing this with Eric Schubiger, our recreation director, and it was our consensus that because everyone isn't vaccinated, that we shouldn't hold the summer camp program. I think you all know in Roosevelt, it's not a program that alleviates a babysitting problem for parents in the summer. It's only four or six weeks long, and it's just from 9 to 12. And we thought, to be on the safe side, we shouldn't hold it, but then possibly in August, if everything, people seem to be vaccinated, we could maybe do a week long program in August, give us quite a few months to see how everything's progressing. But we thought, to be on the safe side, I mean, I just wouldn't want to hold camp and have an outbreak and be responsible for that. Now, Kathleen told me that Millstone is holding their camp. So I wanted to know how everyone felt about it. But is your camp full-time, Kathleen? I don't.
Yeah,
8 to 3.
Yeah, so theirs is Manalpin, I know.
Theirs is ostensibly a babysitting service. Ours isn't. And so Eric and I thought it would be better not to do it. But what I wanted to hear from the council members.
Well, how long would it take to reinstate it if we thought August would be good? Could Eric handle getting it going for then?
It would just be probably for a week. Like, it does a nice program for a week in August.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to start now for a real program, even in August, if it was a few weeks long. So it would just be, I think we did that one other time where we just did a week long program.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just ask a few questions. It's mainly an outdoor program, right?
Unless it's raining,
right. Couldn't we do something that's outdoors, unless it's raining and then it's canceled, do that kind of thing? And I think that, I'll bet you the parents would approve of that.
Yeah, I mean,
work on a day-to-day basis.
What, Luke?
Michael? Mike?
What's that?
Work on a day-to-day basis kind of thing?
Yeah, if it's raining, you just notify people that it's been canceled, or it's going, or you're going to have a Zoom session with kids. Kids are used to that now, and you could do some arts and crafts things possibly.
I think that's a very good idea.
Zoom, you know.
I think that's a good idea.
It's looking into. I think parents are stressed to the extreme after this whole stretch here of having their kids at home, and they would like a little.
I don't know,
that's great. Yeah. So maybe we can find out through Eric if this is possible that we could do that.
That's great.
As you can see, I escaped to my office this evening. I think last time I joined you from the art studio, that was a little much.
Yeah.
I second summer camp.
So I can rediscuss this with Eric if you all think that we should.
I think Mike has a good idea.
Yeah, if we looked at it as maybe a week in August and Eric could, look into it now, might be a good idea there.
Wait, two different, one's a week in August and one is ongoing camp. Maybe we could just start it later than usual. Maybe we could start it at the end of July and go through the end of August.
Let's get together with Eric and discuss it as soon as possible and see if we can do something, a full program. Even though it's going to have to be modified, I mean, we'll have to be creative and make sure that it's a safe program, primarily outdoors, proper spacing, masks, that kind of thing, and we'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll talk to Eric again. So number two, 4th of July picnic. My feeling is that we could do that responsibly, because, I mean, supposedly or theoretically, everyone's able to be vaccinated by May, and 4th of July is until 8 weeks later or so. And so I thought, there's plenty of space on the lawn, and if people wore masks or didn't wear masks, my thought was we can't if we hold it, we can't have hot dog grilling the way we usually do, because everybody congregates by the grill and all the people under the grill and all that heat. But we could make arrangements to have like individually wrapped sandwiches from Costco or ShopRite or somewhere. And I thought that, you know, parents could watch their own children if they were concerned about the kids being too close together. So it seemed to me that we could do 4th of July, but again, I wanted everyone's input. Oh, and
do we have a time frame on that? Because, you know, I watch CNN quite a bit, and they're not encouraging that kind of.
This ain't small groups.
Could we get guidance from the County Board of Health on that, and also Center Camp?
Good idea.
See what they have to say about it.
But they always show, you know, when they want to impress upon people not to gather. They're doing it. A lot of people are still doing it again. They showed pictures of the kids going to Florida, you know, the winter break kind of thing, or the spring break rather.
Well, they're all drinking and
they're really asking for it. I'm telling you, This is not a joke.
Okay, we should discuss it with the county health.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Peggy?
Yeah.
How much time would we need to, you know, do we need to make that decision now?
Generally, with our traditional July 4th picnics, we start fairly soon. We start at the beginning of April. I think this year would be a simpler year as far as food and things like that. But we do generally start at the beginning of April because we make arrangements for music and entertainment. And I don't know how busy all of those people who usually provide those things, the musicians and the magicians, would be, that if we don't grab them early, we may not be able to have, you know, be able to obtain them. But generally in April, I would think we have more leeway this time, this year, but we always start, Eric and I start in April.
Well, can you wait?
The curve seems to be trending down, and if it goes as low as it did, you know, last summer, with that and the vaccinations, it might not be an issue, and, you know, people can make their own mind up if they're comfortable going or not going.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. So, I'll talk to the Board of Health, see what their recommendation is, and then we can just, you know, we can make the decision. We have some time.
Right. Good. Done.
So I'd like to bring up one more thing under new business, but I'm really directing this at Michael.
Which Michael?
Mike is Hamilton, and Michael.
Oh, Dixon, okay.
Even though Michael picked in Mike when I talked to him. But so, Michael, all of Greenville, is the trees are just decimated. You know, they're lying there like dead and down. And, you know, I have a new dog the last 6 months, so I'm walking a lot more. And particularly the woods behind my house that go from my house to Lou's house, you know, right through the farm lane,
they're all beating.
No trees left. And the same thing with the woods at the triangle. So what I wanted to know is, what are we permitted to do? Can we clear, if we could find the funds, can we clear the dead trees? Can we plant new trees?
Sure.
Grants to try to, you know, offset the cost of planting new trees? I was very upset about JCP&L chopping down all the trees from people's yards, but now we actually have Green Acres just decimated. It looks like bombs went through there. And it's all over. I don't know about your end, Mike. I didn't see it as much at the trees across the street from you, but quite a lot on my end of town.
Okay, Peggy, are you talking about trees that nature took down or that people took?
No, nature.
You're talking about the trees by virtue of them aging, and they're falling down because they're aging.
Absolutely.
Remember that forest was basically planted at the same time. Yep. I mean, I know that the when I moved into my house, there were a lot of big pine trees there. They're all gone now.
Yeah.
They have like a 60-year lifespan, and the 60 years is passed. They were planted around 1930s, and that by the 1990s, they were finished.
And also the water table and Sandy, just, you know, Sandy destroyed many trees.
Yeah. One thing we have done, the Environmental Commission has been encouraging, getting some the seedlings from the state. We can do a lot more of the purchasing of seedlings if we can arrange for them to be planted. Some people are going to have to go out and plant them, but we can do a deliberate reforestation. Sure, that would be a great project.
I would love to see
if that. If we do that, yeah, we can organize that.
Michael, I did want to add that on April 22nd, there's going to be a tree seedling giveaway.
That's right.
Of red buds and red maples. And Alan Silverman, I think, is going to be.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying. That we have that for to giving. That's focusing on people to plant on their house, on their homes. But this is a much larger project of the borough actually getting people organizing people or borough employees doing it or somebody going out and planting, systematically planting seedlings throughout the borough lands where they seem to be disappearing.
I was aware of it. I see it. It's, you know, it was depressing. But now that I'm actually walking all the time with my dog through the woods, it's shocking that almost, I never used to be able to see the houses on Farm Lane, even in the middle of the winter. And now I can look right in Lou's window. Oh.
Mm-hmm. We've been discussing that on the Environmental Commission too, the drainage problems, flooding, and the fact that there are trees that are in areas that are becoming more flooded and trees are falling down in those areas. And it seems to be expanding. The area near the Solar Village bike path, that area.
Oh, that's gone. Forget that.
That seems to be even expanding even further. It's wetter than it has ever been, as far as I can.
There's a problem there. Beaver dams. Some of that may be due to beaver dams that are causing some flooding. So, you know, there are a variety of causes there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the creek that runs through there is no longer a creek. It got
silted completely.
Silted up, and trees fell into the creek. So,
yeah, we could send people through that, try to just pull trees out of it. That could be done if, you know, something Public Works could do. Could just systematically try to do that with the creek to try to at least pull trees out of it.
And some of those drainage systems probably need to be augered, if that's the right word, or made so they're more functional.
You know, I have to tell you something. Not too many years ago, we had the Monmouth County Shade Commission come out and assess the trees in that area you're talking about, you know, between the houses and so on. And they said they were normal, that's a normal, what's happening is cyclic. Now
we have no trees.
Well, maybe it is cyclic, but I don't know. Did anybody go up there and see if there's any seedlings coming up?
I haven't seen, well, it's early, I wondered if Environmental Commission could sort of.
It is beaten up. Behind my house looks like a wreck.
Well, behind your house is behind my house. I know. Nothing. Right.
Yeah, I think we also need.
First. It was my house first.
You're right. It was. I've never. Absolutely. By far.
By far. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think we also need to be a little bit concerned about how much fuel we got on the ground too, in case
absolutely
we did have a fire. Yeah, it's just a lot of fuel down there.
Yeah, it sure is.
And it's all one contiguous area with a lot of dead wood behind the houses in that green space.
Yep.
And the conditions like we've had recently, if it becomes ignited for some reason, it could spread behind a long row of houses. Just because of the design.
Yeah. Yeah. You have brush fires all the time, like in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Now we don't as often because it rains, with climate change, it rains here so much more than it ever did. But lately, we do go long periods without rain and things are drying up.
Yeah. So, also north Valley and Eleanor, that corner there is full of dead trees, the little valley in there. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the triangle.
There's east of the triangle, yeah.
That's
state land. East of the triangle is state land. So you'd have to talk to the Assembly about that.
Okay. Maybe they have solutions for like clearing that sort of stuff, you know, the dead trees which turn into kindling. So
I think
Environmental Commission, would you talk to the Assembly, Mike, or do you want one of our committee members to do that?
Okay, we can try to, we'll contact the Assembly and see if, and the other thing is the County Parks Department, Parks Commission, both the Assinpink and the county have the equipment, and we don't have the equipment. They have the equipment.
I think that if they cleaned it out,
see if they, they probably said they're short on their budgets too, but well, we can certainly check into it.
I think
is that what you mean?
Equipment to pull out all the trees.
Right.
A lot of trees.
Clean it up. Yeah. But I think that if we cleaned it up, the new growth will have a better chance.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And I noticed today up on Eleanor, they plowed around the fields going towards the cemetery. So that means to me they're gonna burn it off, those fields up there. Sometimes
they do that every couple of years all the time.
Yeah, they do that to encourage wildflowers to grow there too. And that's part of the reasons why they do that.
Also to get rid of the kindling, yeah.
Yeah,
right, yes.
So one of the issues that we touched upon are the drainage problems and the flooding that we see that seems to be expanding in certain areas around town. And we discussed that on the Environmental Commission, and we noted that some of the flooding seems to correspond to the location of storm drains.
Yep.
And we need to look at that situation and get a good map of the intake and the outlets. And the Environmental Commission members wanted to know, when were they cleaned, those storm drains in those areas, specifically the storm drains that affect the area of the trail between Solar Village and Solar Village Bike Path and 571, and also the trail between 571 and Tamara. Those areas tend to, we get a lot of flooding there. So look at those maps. Also see from the town, when were they cleaned? When were they cleaned out and vacked? Maybe they need to be vacked on a more regular basis too. Environmental Commission also wanted to know if we have access to the Rutgers stormwater mitigation reports. That I think they did some time ago. And it'd be interesting to look at this and start gathering information and trying to address this as a system, to see if we can do anything about it.
And also to see if possibly we can secure any kind of grants or help us with this. It's really accelerating. It's just so quickly.
So we have the Environmental Commission is meeting Wednesday night, but if we can get some, we can get maps on the existing intakes and outlets and all that would be great. And also find out when they were cleaned. And so maybe they need to be cleaned on an annual basis or maybe even a little more often.
I don't know. Has them ever been cleaning that I know of?
Yeah.
You're what?
No, I asked if they made a direct correlation between the storm drains and the areas seeing the worst destruction.
Well, they noted a pattern that it tended to follow the pattern of where the storm drains were. And I know we have jet-vacked some of the storm drains in town. I'm just not sure we've jet-vacked some of those problematic ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we should look at that.
Tonight, and we'll probably have an answer for you about before your meeting Wednesday.
Okay, great, good.
Okay, anything else? New business from anyone?
Nope.
So I open the floor to public comment on any item at
7:56.
Anyone?
I wanted to ask a question if I could of Michael, and I don't know if he knows the answer. Did the school get more funds through the state, through the federal program?
No, yet. We didn't hear about that yet. I didn't go to, there hasn't been a school board meeting since then. I know the state, as I told you last time, we were pleasantly surprised to find out that there was more, that we were getting more state aid than we had anticipated because of this, the reallocations among school districts, due to the fact that some school districts had gotten, not us, but other school districts had gotten a lot more ratables because of the, you know, their equalized valuations had gone up considerably because of changes with people moving into the higher demand for the housing in those towns, the ones near railroad lines.
Right.
So that had the effect of making us relatively poorer, not that we necessarily were poorer, but relatively poorer and therefore entitled to more aid. So it changed.
Because there may be money in the ARP, the
That's
American.
Right. There may be, that we may, well, I guess when Katie and I go to the next meeting, we'll find out.
Okay, great.
I'll certainly let you know as soon as I know. That's for sure.
Or tell her to call her dad and let him know.
She's going to do that also, right? But I will let the council know in any event.
Okay.
Send an official email. She will be consulting her father.
Right.
Okay, anything else?
All right, so public comment. Michael, anything?
Nope.
All right, I close public comment at 7:57 p.m. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
Not this evening, Mayor.
Do I have a...
Can I ask Greg a quick question? Yes. Do we expect... Okay.
Go ahead.
Do we expect the court systems to be opening in New Jersey anytime soon?
I think this summer.
This summer sometime?
I mean, the municipal courts and criminal courts are already open. Remotely or
okay.
They're actually holding in-person trials for certain criminal offenses. Obviously, right to a speedy trial attaches. For the civil division, which is mostly applicable for us here, probably this summer. I mean, the court season goes from July 1st to June 30th. We just got a recent notice to the bar that they're going to start doing jury trials again in May, presumably, I guess, with the windows open or whatever they're going to do for that. And so I can't imagine that they're going to let another court year go if they're going to do that. So it seems like from there, if that goes well, it'll kind of roll downhill.
Okay, great.
The vaccines are going a lot faster. That's what's happening. I mean, I already have one of mine.
Theoretically.
I mean, I have one. So if I got one, I don't fit any category.
How did you get it?
Called up, signed up.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're not so easy here. Most of us haven't been able to.
It's about persistence, I can tell you that. My wife's a teacher and had to go back to Union Township, so we were looking very hard to get her one, to be honest. And then we just got them at ChemMed in Lakewood without two appointments, and that was that. Now we're good. So if we can get it, then...
Things seem to be opening up a little more now, but now there's the J&J vaccine out there too.
Yeah.
You'll see it open up more.
Yeah, it just seems like there's just a lot more vaccines than there were 3 months ago. At least from someone who doesn't fit any category to try to get one and has been trying to get one. Like the last, I would say the 2 weeks have been totally different than the whole process all along.
Yeah, I was so surprised that they shut us down first
time,
and it was going so well.
But yeah, I can't tell you that I didn't have five computers open, all my boys' school computers and my wife's and mine in the middle of the night, but... You know,
but can we continue having Zoom meetings regardless? Because I find them terribly convenient.
Well, that's up to the governing body. I suspect we'll have to come back to the room at some points for full access.
Okay.
What I suggest, though, is you continue to make it available on Zoom, though.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, I think a lot of the rules.
I certainly would welcome the fact that I don't have to go out and can participate on Zoom and. Some of the other people would as well, who don't have to be there.
I wouldn't see us really resuming in person until at least September, I would think.
Sorry? No.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Without objection.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You earned it.
Good night, guys.
801.
801.
Good night.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Real, everyone.
Stay positive and test negative.
Yep.